She was trouble incarnate. My instincts would have warned me even if a club to my skull hadn't already done so. She walked into my office and offered her hand. It was a fine, delicate object, the color of alabaster. I waved her away, strangely embarrassed that she would offer such a thing of beauty to the chance of being mauled by my clumsy mitts. I forced myself to stand, bottle in hand, and straightened my still unbuttoned doublet. "And that's how you execute a killing elbow blow to a downed opponent," I said to Krizlik, who had the sense to keep quiet. I looked at the elf. She offered an amused smile that almost made my heart explode, even as it told me she didn't believe my ruse for a moment. "Sorry, I'm closed." She sniffed at the air. I steeled myself, waiting for some rude remark that would destroy her beauty. Instead, her smile dropped. She glanced at Krizlik, saw his puffed eye.
"Quinitis has been here, hasn't he?"
"Yes." I walked to my desk to get some distance. Being close to her had my head dancing like a fairy high on maple syrup. "And he was most persuasive. You'll have to look elsewhere for service."
"There is nowhere else," she said. Her violet eyes glistened. "I've tried all the other investigators in town. They're all afraid. You're my last resort."
I couldn't even muster the energy to be insulted that she had left me for last. "Then it looks like you're out of luck, sweetheart, because I'm scared too. Something about the Assassin's Covenant that takes the iron out of your spine." She cried, a delicate snuffling sound. If she counted on tears to loosen my resolve, she was crawling in the wrong cave. Better her tears than my blood. I took a drink as she blubbered.
"You have to help me. We can't let my brother get away with it."
I lowered the bottle. "Brother?" I gave her a closer inspection. Seeing past her beauty, no easy feat, I spotted the family resemblance. It revealed itself in the set of her jaw, the crescent sweep and lilac color of her eyes. I thought about asking to see the clan mark on her chest, but figured it would only get me hit again. "I think you should leave now." She wiped at her eyes and brought her bawling under control.
"Don't you even want to know what my brother is trying to do?"
"No. I'm sure it involves people dying and assassins in the night. I'd rather not be on the list."
"I can pay you."
"Is that all you think dwarves are interested in, sister? If I wanted money, I'd work in a mine." She walked to my desk and placed her hands on its beaten top. She leaned over, accenting the curves of her upper body.
"I could pay you in gold and other things,"
she purred. So maybe she was a bit of a whore. It didn't detract from her beauty or regal bearing. I forced my gaze up from her overflowing display and stared into her eyes. Tempting, but still not worth my life.
"From what I've heard, your life really isn't worth that much."
Coming from her brother, it would have been an insult. Hearing it from her delicate lips and honey voice, it sounded like nothing short of the truth.
"I could offer you something to make it better."
"Like what?"
"I know what happened at the Battle of Pastric Forest wasn't your fault. I have proof. I could get you reinstated to your clan."
I hesitated for about 2 seconds. "I'm listening. What can I say? I'm a sucker for a beautiful girl with evidence of extenuating circumstances."